Coming to you from the heart of forgotten America, where truth still matters and accountability still means something. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show, and here are three big things you need to know. Number three, tip your hat to the team at Hasbro. The game company put out a new version of its iconic game, Monopoly. This time, it's Monopoly Socialism. And prints on the box, winning is for capitalists. It's about time somebody had some stones in this world. Number two, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that Idaho must pick up the tab and pay for a man to become a woman. The Ninth Circuit says failing to perform the gender confirmation surgery would amount to cruel and unusual punishment. Please, Idaho, appeal to the Supreme Court now, please. And number one, President Trump, while speaking at the G7 summit, says he could declare a national emergency over the escalating trade war with China. And then China gives in. Big news this morning. Being reported by the Wall Street Journal by Rasmussen, China says it is ready to negotiate. It seeks a calm end to the trade war. A calm end to the trade, which means China's screaming, uncle. The Asian markets have crumbled. China's currency has plummeted to an 11-year low following the latest tariffs on $550 billion in Chinese goods announced last Friday by the Trump administration. The president at the G7 summit in France said he's ready to negotiate, ready to get back to it. Steve Mnuchin, the same thing. And it would mean potentially, really good news for the American economy. Now, the reason a lot of this came together, the Japanese and Prime Minister Abe and the president got together at the G7. And the Japanese agreed to buy $7 billion. To buy $7 billion worth of corn. Because one of the hardest hit sections of the American economy, of course, was agriculture. The farmers are getting pounded across the farm belt. You know this. And well, now the farmers have a chance to make up some of that lost ground. It also took away leverage from the Chinese. And so when the Chinese lost their leverage, the Asian markets tanked, including Japan's, by the way. China's currency went to an 11-year low. And it apparently has brought them back to the table. Now, Trump said on Monday that officials from China had called the United States and said they want to get back to the negotiating table. This was confirmed by the Wall Street Journal. A very positive development. They want to make a deal. This is a great thing. News of a possible opening in negotiations came right after Trump threatened to declare, that is, a national emergency that would have resulted in American businesses freezing their relationships with China. Trump's tariff barrage on Friday was in response to China imposing its new retaliatory tariffs on $75 billion worth of Chinese goods. America was talking about putting new tariffs on $550 billion on Chinese goods. And if you haven't heard, China's not doing all too well. Their worst year economically, some say in half a century. Their currency at an 11-year low. 3 million people have lost their jobs just the last few weeks. Tough times in China, plus companies are leaving. Leaving to find better places to do business. One of those places, of course, is the United States. So here come the Chinese saying, let's get together, let's talk about this. Chinese Vice Premier Liu He told a state-controlled newspaper Monday that China is, quote, willing to resolve its trade dispute with the United States through calm negotiations and resolutely opposes the escalation of the conflict. It was first reported by Reuters after they had a transcript of those remarks provided by the Chinese government. So, what's going to happen on Wall Street today? What's going to happen on Wall Street? You know what? Let me go to something here. I want to go to Gordon Chang. He appeared on Fox News today. I think it's Byte 11. Did you get that one, Alex? All right, we don't have that yet. It's coming in. But we'll get that in a moment. Because he says this is very good news, and it means the Chinese have reached their breaking point. Now, if that's true, well, then it would be very good news for Donald Trump. He would be vindicated in many ways. Vindicated in many ways. So let's see. The futures still look pretty red right now on the American markets. Of course, on Friday, the Dow went down more than 620 points when the president made the comment on Twitter that he could freeze business with companies doing business in China. Okay, so here's the futures board coming up. A lot of green on there. Early trade numbers show the Dow will be up 154 points at the open. S&P will be plus 13, NASDAQ plus 56. So good news across the board there. It looks like corn and soybeans and wheat all up. Cattle are down, but as you look at, and I'm looking at this specifically because I'm looking at the ag markets. And the ag markets, for the most part, are up. Oh, and here's Gordon Chang from appearing early on Fox News today. What does this all mean? Go with it. Bite 11.
This is very good news for the United States. Now, I actually don't think a trade deal is in our long-term best interest, but most people do. Mm-hmm. And for people who want a trade deal, this is essentially China coming to the table and being realistic, at least for the time being. Mm-hmm. So when they say they want calm, that's Chinese for I surrender.
Yeah, I was going to say, how significant is that?
Yeah,
this is their attitude moving forward.
Yeah, this is really important. And I think that it's not just, you know, Trump's Twitter pieces. What the most important thing is, the Japanese agreed to buy an additional $7 billion of U.S. agriculture, primarily corn. And that took away China's card. Right. China had been going at the farm belt by not buying U.S. soybeans and other products, trying to convince Trump to give up. Well, it didn't work because the Japanese have now come to the rescue of the United States. They're going to buy that stuff. Mm-hmm. And China just is completely out in the cold.
I'm not sure the Chinese saw that card coming. I'll bet Donald Trump did. I mean, let's be quite clear about this. It was announced at the G7 summit, but obviously the Americans and the Japanese have been talking at length. These things don't happen in 5 minutes. The Americans and the Japanese have been talking behind the scenes, made their announcement at the G7 summit, great impact, and now the Chinese want to get back to the table and have a calm resolution. A calm resolution. The Nikkei up so far today. We'll see where this goes. The Nikkei 225 is up. Natural gas is up. Soybeans are up. Oats are up. Soybean meal is up. It's all, this is where the openings are going to be come today. So we'll see where this all goes. We'll see where this all goes. And right now, it looks quite positive. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE Energy. Know your own power. It's the Steve Gerber Show. And coming up on the program, we'll have Richard Sarl here. It's time for our healthy moment with Sparrow Hospital. We'll have that. Plus, Alan Sachs is on the way. Alan Sachs, professor of political science at the University of Texas Arlington, one of our favorites. And Rich Studley from the Michigan Chamber will also be joining us straight ahead. Need a new approach for your health issues? Are you sick and tired of being tired and sick? Well, Wyckoff Wellness in East Lansing offers IV Energy Boost infusions, ozone infusions, ultraviolet blood irradiation, chelation, plus IV vitamin, mineral, and nutrient treatment. Buy a package of 5 infusions or treatments this month and save big with discount pricing. IV therapies can help improve energy, treat chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, autoimmune diseases, Lyme disease, cancer, and more. Find out more at WYCOFFwellness.com or call 517-333-7270.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You're bringing your daughter to her favorite pop star's concert. Do you A, wear earplugs?
Isn't this fun, Dad?
I have a soft pretzel.
B, remember the moment with matching concert t-shirts.
That's going to be $180.
Or we can just take a photo.
C, show her how you used to do concerts.
We're going crowd surfing!
I can't. It's too heavy.
Oh, my God.
Or D, just roll with it.
Woo! Justin! Look at us! We're over here!
Justin! OMG! He just looked... I love you, Justin! I love you!
When it comes to parenting, there are no perfect answers. But that's okay, because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Every week at Ellie's Place, peer support groups help hundreds of children and teens learn to cope and begin to heal after the death of a parent, sibling, or someone close to them.
It just made me feel like I wasn't the only one going through this.
1 in 12 children in Michigan will experience the death of a parent or sibling before the age of 18. At Ellie's Place, children interact with peers who've suffered a similar loss and express their emotions in a secure and empowering environment. Learn more at elliesplace.org.